Unit 8, page 65. The History of English. Listening Extra. Exercise B. Listen to the podcast about the history of English. Which of the statements in Exercise A are correct?
Good day and welcome to the History Show. Today we're looking at the history of the English language spoken by millions of people around the world. We're going to examine where it comes from and how it is thought to have developed into the English we speak today. Now, it's interesting to know that English wasn't originally from England. In fact, the earliest form of English happens to have come from Denmark and northern Germany. People from these countries invaded England about 2,500 years ago, and they brought their language with them. That developed into what linguists call Old English, and about half of our modern English words are known to have originated from this early form of the language. Words like be, water, and strong, for example. Yet despite these connections, Old English was very, very different from the English we speak today. Then, about 950 years ago, England was invaded again, this time by people from France. They brought a version of French with them, and it was French that then became the language of the ruling class and the business class in England. Eventually, the language of the French invaders was absorbed into English, but for a period there were two languages spoken in England. The upper classes spoke French, and the lower classes spoke the local English. By the 14th century, English had become dominant again, but it had undergone a major change. Thousands of French words had been added to it, easily identified by prefixes like con, con, and de, de, and suffixes like ment, ment, and ance, ance. Some examples of these words are concierge, décor, parliament, and resistance. This language was called Middle English, and just like Old English, it would be difficult for native English speakers to understand it today. English again then developed from about the 16th century onwards into what linguists call Modern English. Modern English is further divided into two time periods, Early Modern English and Late Modern English. Now, it was the invention of the printing press that is acknowledged to have had a massive impact on the development of early modern English. A lasting and visible effect of printing was the standardization of English spelling and grammar. This was done so that everyone could read and understand the same form of the language. Also, most of the printing houses were in London, so it was London English that became the standard version of the language. The start of the late modern English period can be traced to about the year 1800. The many inventions of the Industrial Revolution had created a need for new technology words, and those words were added to English. Secondly, the British Empire was at its peak, and English is known to have adopted many words from foreign languages at that time. The British Empire was also responsible for the different varieties of English that developed in the former British colonies. These include American English, Australian English, New Zealand English, Canadian English, South African English, Indian English, and Caribbean English. American English is particularly influential today, mainly because of the universal impact of American cinema, TV, music, trade, and technology. But that's a whole other story, which we'll save for a future edition of the show. Of course, as we have seen, English itself is influenced by other cultures and technology, and these are the main reasons why it's still changing. Recent additions to English from other cultures are latte from Italian and karaoke from Japanese. New technology words include internet, SMS, and cyberbully. So, in conclusion, let me leave you with the fact that English, like all languages, is bound to experience gradual change as it responds to changing circumstances. Indeed, it's very unlikely that today's English will be adequate for, or even comprehensible to, future generations of English speakers.